Reuven's birthday coming up, and the question that was posed was, there's going to be letters on the cake, and they wanted to know whether you could cut the cake on Shabbos with the letters on it. Let's go through the sugya quickly. So let's
yes,
do it.
Yes, you can, as long as you miss the letters.
Good. Okay, maybe. So let's see. What's the malacha? So there's a malacha. The Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph quotes the following list, the 39 malachos. So one of them is Akosef Shtei Osios, someone who writes two letters. The Hamochech Amenas Lichto Shtei Osios, one who erases two letters in order to write down two Osios. Osios is a letter. What was the malacha in the Mishkan? So in the Mishkan, they would take it apart and put it back together. So in the Krushim, which were the planks, they would letter, A and A1. So they whatever letters they used, Aleph, whatever, so that they know which ones go with what. So that was the malacha that they used to use in order to make sure that the walls of the Mishkan stayed together. So writing them was the malacha. Two osios was the malacha deraisa, because you have to write two. And erasing in order to write two was also the malacha, because sometimes they wouldn't make a mistake. And therefore erasing the osios in order to write another letter was the malacha of mochek. Fine. So the Ramah fascinatingly quotes in Simin Shin Mem Siv Gimel, quotes the following halacha. Befeirush Ramah. He's quoting a Mordechai, who's quoting a Maharam of Rittenberg, already has roots in the Rishonim. You ready for this? Aser Leshaber Uga Shekas Valea Kemet Osios. You're now allowed to break a cake. It's funny how like he even just writes the Lashon. It's like you would think it's like a modern, one of those books, but the Ramah writes it. You're now allowed to break a cake that has letters on them. Af Api Sheino Mechaber Rak Lachila, even though your intention to break the cake, even that has letters on it, is only to eat it, you're not allowed to do it. The Havi Mochek, because it's considered Mochek. Okay, so we have explicit Ramah that it's Aser. That's it. End of story. Okay. But there's more to this. I'll add more Chumrah, and then we'll kind of de-escalate. The Magen Avraham says that Tzarchian, he says, the Imkein, Afiluk Tzuvin Alav Tzuros, he says, one second, Osios, there's also another Malach, you're not allowed to draw a picture on Shabbos. Okay, let's not get into that, why that's included in the Malach, but let's assume that drawing a picture also would be considered Ksiva. So he says, Yeha Aser Da, so even if you had a picture on the cake, says the Magen Avraham, so based on this Ramah, that you're not allowed to break a cake that has letters written on it, you're also not allowed to break a cake that has a picture on it, says the Magen Avraham. So it says the Magen Avraham, based on this Ramah, it would be usher to even break a cake that has a picture on it. Okay. So are there any kulas here? Meaning, you can't eat any cake on Shabbos that has anything on it? So let's go like this. The Dagla Mervava, the author of the Noda B'Yehuda, who was a Gadol Hador in the 18th century, 1700s, right? Big Gadol Hador. He writes the following idea. He says, one second. Says, this Ramah Zapela. Says, let's take a look at this. Is this Deraisa or Derabanan? So the Mochek here is only Derabanan because I'm not breaking the cake. The Mishnah says it's only Deraisa if you erase the letters in order to write. So here I'm not erasing in order to write more. I'm just breaking off the cake, right? I'm not erasing the letters in order to write more. Number two, it's a psik ratio. What's a psik ratio? Psik ratio is I'm not intending to erase the letters. I'm just cutting off the cake. And by cutting off the cake, happens to be that the letters are getting erased. That's a psik ratio on a derabanan, and it's lo ichpasle. I couldn't care less whether the letters get broken or not. It's not like I'm trying to break the letters. I don't care. And then he says, and let's throw in another derabanan. Here, it's also in an abnormal way to erase letters. I'm not erasing letters by peeling them off. I'm breaking a cake. So that's considered kil acher yad. Says you have kil acher yad, which makes any malacha derabanan. You have the fact that it's inherently derabanan because it's not in order to write more, and it's psik resha d'lo nichale. So that's what we call psik resha that betrayed derabanan d'lo nichale. Says Noda B'Yehuda, the Dagla Mervava, that's mutter. That's mutter lachatchila. He says. So now I'll bring you rayas, and he quotes a bunch of rayas from different places in the Shulchan Aruch, which the Ramah himself is makel in this area, and therefore it says the Magen Avraham. Look at this lashon. I quote the lashon at the end. It says whoever wants to be machmir, he says. Someone wants to be machmir, she only machmir for himself. Okay, so that's the Dagla Mervava. We have 40 seconds. So the Ravadi passing is Beferish, Yaku Yosef and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch passing is Leis Beferish. Sfardim have no problem with this, they can definitely rely on this. The Ravadi holds that the Shulchan Aruch holds, I guess, across the board. In the Ashkenazim, Psakim, it's a little more difficult. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be sold to himself in many different places whether we rely on this, on Psik Risha Teh Chirabana Dolo Michale. It's like a steer in different places. So therefore, we have the following three kulas. Number one, if you are not breaking it, but you're taking a bite. Let's say you have a small little cake. Taking a bite, that's derech achila. Derech achila is fine. So if you're not cutting the cake, but you have a small little cake with letters on it, you can take a bite of it, no problem. Hector number two, if the icing on the cake is very non-permanent, like liquid, if it's like liquid mei peiros. Nowadays, most of our writings is like frosting, so that's more permanent, so that's not going to apply to this. Another clue you have is if you cut in between the letters. That's what Alan said in the beginning. If you cut it in between the letters, what's the kula there? Might sound breaking off the word. So says the Shmir Shabbos, he says, yeah, but breaking off the word, the letters are still intact. Since the letter in and of itself is still intact, breaking off a word is not mochek. Okay? And another kula you also have, the Shmir Shabbos, here the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, is if it's not frosting, but it's ingrained, it's part of the cake. You ever know, a lotus cookie?
An Oreo would be a good example.
Yeah, an Oreo would be a good example, right? Where the osios are part of the Oreo. So if it's not frosting on top,
Baked in, yeah.
Exactly. So to summarize, you have the Ramah, who's Machmir. Then you have the Dagam Rav, who's Mekel, and that's the Sfarim, or Mekel Lagamre. And then you have, even if you're Machmir with the Ramah, you have three kulas. Derech Achila, if you're just biting it, if it's ingrained in the cake like Oreos, if you're cutting in between the letters, not the actual letter. And the fourth one is, which doesn't apply so much, but if it's like frost, if it's like liquid, you know, like liquid meperos, that it's anyways going to like melt or be erased by itself, but usually that doesn't apply nowadays.